This is Uncorked with David Wilson.
Most Americans know that it's customary to tip 18 to 20% in a restaurant. But what happens when you buy a particularly expensive bottle of wine? Is it okay to short change? More after this. Legendary winemaker Mike Gergich, the man who produced the Chardonnay that won the historic Judgment of Paris in 1976, once told me that it's better to drink wine than water. Why? Because water divides continents, but wine brings people together. During this holiday season, I hope you'll take the time to share memories, laughter, and of course, a bottle of wine with your family, friends, and perhaps even a few people you'd like to enjoy a better relationship with. Happy holidays. So you go to your favorite restaurant and order that very special bottle of wine to go with that fabulous meal. We've all grown accustomed to adding the server's gratuity as a percentage of the total food and beverage cost. But what if that special bottle of vino costs a couple hundred dollars or more? Should you tip the same percentage? Sure, most servers would say yes, but really, the answer comes down to whether there's any additional attention paid to the preparation and delivery of that wine. In most cases and places, a $200 bottle of wine is served the same way as an inexpensive bottle. Having said that, some servers will actually go the extra mile to ensure that the experience is just right. It may involve decanting the wine or some very special attention from the sommelier. But more often than not, price does not dictate the level of service. Okay, so I'm going to take a little pressure off you and suggest that if the wine is over $100, a 10% gratuity on the wine portion of the bill is more than acceptable and will give your server nothing to whine about. This is David Wilson, Uncorked.